From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Democrats are jumping to the defense of the health care overhaul law. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, the move comes as House Republicans prepare to make a repeal vote on one of their first legislative acts as the new majority.
Republicans say the vote to repeal the health law fulfills a campaign promise and would please a majority of voters. But Democrats, such as Florida's Debbie Wasserman Schultz, say millions of Americans are already seeing benefits from the law, and they won't be happy if the law goes away.
Republicans' obsession with repealing health care reform is going to hurt real people.
The repeal bill, set for a vote next Wednesday, is likely to pass the House easily, but it's expected to die in the Senate, which is still controlled by Democrats. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama has signed legislation to protect the nation's food supply. Eric Olson is director of food and consumer safety programs at the Pew Health Group. He says the new law gives the FDA greater authority.
FDA will get a lot of new muscle here. They will be able to recall contaminated food, which will be an important new authority. They also will be able to suspend licenses for food establishments that are providing contaminated food repeatedly.
Olson says the law should prevent contamination before it reaches store shelves. The new law makes the biggest changes in food safety oversight in decades. American automakers are reporting a rise in U.S. auto sales last year. Chrysler is reporting the biggest increase, a 17% jump in sales, partly due to purchases from rental companies. A company also reported strong sales of its new Jeep. Ford says its sales were up 15% in 2010 because of strong demand for pickups and sedans. And General Motors says U.S. demand for its cars and trucks sent its sales up over 6%, a year after the company filed for bankruptcy. A senior Navy officer is on administrative duty after losing his command of an aircraft carrier. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, Captain Owen Honors is being disciplined for showing raunchy videos to crew members.
Commander Admiral John Harvey said he talked about his profound lack of good judgment. He said, "I have lost confidence in his ability to command the Enterprise," and he told reporters that Captain Honors was being permanently relieved from command of the Enterprise.
NPR's Tom Bowman. The videos were made in 2006 and 2007 when Honors was second in command of the USS Enterprise. A federal appeals court says it cannot rule on California's ban against gay marriage without some guidance from the California Supreme Court. The appeals court wants to know whether the sponsors of the ban, known as Proposition 8, have the authority to defend it. In 2008, California voters approved Proposition 8 to amend the state constitution so that marriage is defined as the union of a man and a woman. This is NPR News. The Catholic Archdiocese of Milwaukee has instructed its attorneys to file for Chapter 11 reorganization. The move comes as a result of pending sexual abuse lawsuits that the church says has left it unable to meet its financial obligations. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, LaToya Dennis reports.
Milwaukee Archbishop Jerome Listecki says the Archdiocese is reorganizing in order to compensate people sexually abused by priests while allowing the church to continue operating. Over the past 20 years, the Catholic Church in Milwaukee has liquidated investments and eliminated services in order to pay out nearly $30 million to victims of sexual abuse. The Archdiocese hopes to complete the reorganization process within 12 to 18 months. Seven other U.S. Catholic dioceses have sought bankruptcy protection from sexual abuse claims since 2002. For NPR News, I'm LaToya Dennis in Milwaukee.
Text messages do not need a warrant for a search on personal cell phones by police during an arrest, that ruling from the California Supreme Court. The decision came in the case of a deputy who searched text messages of a man arrested on suspicion of taking part in a drug deal. In 2009, the Ohio Supreme Court ruled in the reverse on the same issue.
Just one more year and then you'll be happy, but you're Scottish
singer Jerry Rafferty has died at the age of 63. Rafferty sang such 1970s hits such as Baker Street and Stuck in the Middle with You. The cause and place of Rafferty's death is unclear. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.